This African entrepreneur invests in other African entrepreneurs. He raised $900 million for fledgling fintech companies and once wired $300,000 to a fellow entrepreneur on a hunch that made millions. His grandfather procured a wife for marriage at midnight for President Kwame Nkrumah, all part of the rich tapestry of nearly 35 years of life of Sangu Dele. I defy you, even if you had a bad day, not to laugh along when you meet Sangu Dele. He may have a CV and track record as an entrepreneur and investor as long as your arm, but he wears his eminence lightly. On top of that, he has a puckish sense of fun. Take the time he wired $300,000 to an entrepreneur even younger than him with an idea and little else. The younger man's name was Ayin Abuyeje, and the idea was a fintech company called Andela. Now, many young African entrepreneurs would have been worried, concerned, scared even when sending capital to an unknown quantity and beginner. How was Dele when Abuyeje came knocking? He called me and said, "I'm starting this new fintech company," he says. He hadn't even incorporated, I kid you not. I'm such a big believer in him and wired $300,000 to his account. He called me and said, "Hey, bro." And I said, "If you call me again, I'll wire more," says Dele with a laugh that could light up the night. When Flutterwave came along, a fintech payments company, Abuyeje was again involved and Dele did the same again. Our entry valuation was $2.5 million. Flutterwave is a unicorn. It has been a phenomenal one for us, says Dele. "Now, what would his stake be worth now?" "Well, do the math," says Dele through his infectious laugh. Billionaire Tomorrow did the maths as to what a $300,000 stake would be worth in a unicorn, that is a startup with a market capitalization of $1 billion. We reckon, a conservative estimate, about $120 million. Dele is quick to point out that his stake in the company is nowhere near as big in 2021. We're still in percentage-wise, not a significant amount, just a small minority. It is just a massive company, he says. "The last round we invested, so we continue to invest. We are bullish on it. We still think there's a lot of runway for growth, so it's been good. What happened when tech blew up? We looked at the portfolio, so I looked at it, an investment in tech and healthcare." It's a mere 15 years since Dele, not yet 35, began living his dream as an African entrepreneur, investing in other African entrepreneurs through his company, Golden Palm Investments. Tech has been a record number of deals this year. "We just acquired a new business in Kenya and acquiring more deals to see the future, and we are building towards that future, and we are quite excited. We will look back 15 years from now and say, wow, we lived through an experience, an extraordinary moment in history," he says. "The old guard, the dinosaurs, didn't see tech coming. They didn't pay attention to it. We have been fortunate and able to see that and take advantage. We are digital natives." It has been quite a journey, part of it in a rattling cross-border truck over the last 15 years. His first real money had horns on it, a gap in the market that the young man spotted over a snack over the border. "When I was in Burkina Faso, I loved kebabs, and it was significantly cheaper than kebabs in Ghana. And I thought, how is that possible? Now, some men see a kebab and ask why. Others look for cheaper kebabs and ask why not. Dele went to investigate in the fields of Burkina Faso. I chased it all the way to the cows and realized cows were literally half price. So I rented a truck, bought a bunch of cows in Burkina Faso and brought them to Ghana and called it Cowbitrage.